This is Ozarks at Large. As colleges and universities make preparations to safely welcome back students for the fall semester, some students are trying to decide if they can afford higher education. To help those who've been impacted financially by the pandemic, John Brown University is accepting donations for its Fill the Gap Scholarship. Donations are being matched through June 10th. To learn more about the effort, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke via Zoom with David Burney, Director of Financial Aid, and Jim Krall, Vice President for University Advancement. During their conversation, Burney explained they've been hearing from both current and incoming students needing help.
Students that are coming in for the fall semester, they're having to figure out how to pay for college for the first time. And so before COVID-19, they might have had a plan. They might have talked with their families about the best way to pay for school. And then this was just completely unexpected and outside of their normal scope of choosing a college. So we've definitely had requests from new incoming students that are struggling to make it work financially due to job loss, due to income loss, due to even we've received medical expenses, something I was not expecting, of families, parents who have actually had COVID-19. And are having to deal with the ramifications of paying for medical bills as well. As far as our current JBU students, we've also received requests similarly to they have always paid for school in a combination of family resources and individual resources. And when students aren't able to work during the summer or parents aren't able to work or a loss of income, then they're struggling to figure out how to make college work. And for some of these students, they're going into their last semester, their last year.
So these stories, is that what prompted the creation of the Fill the Gap Scholarship?
And I think as we have navigated COVID-19, we recognize that students and families were going to need some special help. And so this was actually a fund that was set up by one of our board members a number of years ago, that he and his wife would fund occasionally to help students that just had those high need, unique situations. And so we've kind of rebooted the fund in a sense and said, you know, this is a great opportunity where folks that have an interest to help out students that are affected by COVID-19 can give to this fund, and 100% of their gifts will go to the students, as David mentioned, that have these special needs that have been brought up by the pandemic.
From a student's perspective, how do I apply for this scholarship? What's the deadline?
Yeah, great question. So not a technical deadline in terms of a cutoff of funding. Here at JBU, we are small enough that we're able to individually award students based off of their financial circumstances. So we're encouraging students to go through the normal process of filing the FAFSA, taking a look at their financial aid offer from JBU, and then contacting us specifically with circumstances that would have been due to COVID-19. So we're really encouraging students to have that one-on-one conversation with us, because we're able to talk them through a variety of resources that might be available to them, not just additional funding from JBU. But during this time, there's also additional resources that are popping up from the state and from other resources that we're able to assist students as much as possible.
How will the funding be distributed? How will you decide who gets the money and how much they get?
So really on a one-on-one basis. So we have... And, you know, from the financial aid perspective, we have to keep in mind a variety of different things, the total amount of funds that we have available, but also that individual circumstances are unique. And so to put a specific limit or a cap on a student might say to one student that their circumstances aren't unique or aren't individual to them. So we really do a case-by-case basis. We have an average of funding that's typically available for a student that we've seen just by tracking student scenarios. But as of right now, we haven't set a technical limit. I'm being unintentionally vague about that, but it is student-focused, and the goal is to have a conversation with the student about what they need to make it work.
Generally speaking, about how much financial aid does JBU give each year?
From the financial aid office, and this comes from a variety of resources, for the 2019-2020 school year, we gave out a little over $16 million in institutional aid to our students. And that, as I said, comes from a variety of resources from Jim and his team, providing funded and endowed scholarships to our students, academic scholarships, athletic scholarships, but from JBU, a little over $16 million.
Are there any other steps that JBU is taking to help and assist students that may be struggling financially?
We have already given room and board discounts to students, and we gave them a number of options that they could just get the full discount for the unused room and board, or some of the students could apply that to their fall tuition room and board. We've also offered a number of classes online this summer at a discounted rate of a tuition rate of $750 a class. And that was for a 3-hour class, which is about 40% discount from the regular rate. And we've had just a lot of students get involved and are taking classes. And those are both our current students and students that will be enrolling in JBU this fall. So we've got a pretty good size enrollment this summer. There's also a summer section B that students, and you don't have to attend JBU, you can take those classes online and still sign up. And that starts in, I think, about 3 weeks. And they can go to our website and find out all about those specially priced summer classes.
I would say, the federal government has given schools a portion of funding that they are able to use for students through the CARES Act. And JBU has been diligent in making sure that the students who do have additional circumstances or costs that accrued due to the displacement of having to move off campus, that we're trying to address those as quickly as possible. Those are limited resources as well, but the biggest goal is to engage in this conversation with a student to either have classes during the summer or to start working on an additional funds request for the fall semester in hopes to continue the conversation so that there's not this gap or silence. We always have this concern about summer because students leave and there's this disconnect both with new incoming students and with current students. So the goal really is to offer a variety of resources to help engage with the student and their families over the summer to give, I honestly think, some hope, right? I mean, we're all searching for this. What's next and what's to come? And there's a lot of uncertainty and there's a lot of doubt and there's a lot of hesitation. And I think to secure that JBU is a place that we're actively trying to have positive conversations about what's next. And I think that that provides a sense of hope and a sense of positivity for our students. And that's really the main goal. I think that in itself is a resource.
That was David Burney, Director of Financial Aid, and Jim Krall, Vice President for University Advancement at John Brown University. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda earlier this month. JBU is receiving more than $1.3 million in CARES Act funding, about $658,000 earmarked as emergency financial aid grants to students. The remaining funds will be used to help JBU offset revenue lost from room and board refunds, which were made to students required to leave campus early during the spring semester because of the pandemic. As of June 2nd, JBU has distributed nearly $96,500 to 104 students and is still processing requests. More information available at jbu.edu.